And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, higher ways. Higher, as in higher, not higher. Higher ways. Plus, we'll look at man versus God. Is that a competition? Is that a contest? Also, get with my program, please, Oprah. Thanks. And does God offend us?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics? Nope, not this hour. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. And remember, any topic is technically open for conversation, except for camping. I do not want to discuss camping. And why? Well, it's because it's not professional radio, it's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we're coming back with...
Whitefield's ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefield's ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefield's provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this that day when God sets me free?
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm your host, David Spoon. Good luck over the next 2 hours, all I got for you. Let me give you a little bit on the weather. 70 degrees in San Diego, 78 degrees in El Cajon, 67 degrees in Chula Vista, and 35 degrees in this meat locker of a studio. Just so you know what's going on. I'm supposed to have a traffic feed on my anchor dashboard from Salem Media Group. Here it is. Yes. We have traffic. They're working on it, folks. We're working on it. A couple things to tell you. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. Boy, did he do a great job yesterday in the studio. Not just talking about real estate, which he did a great job of that, but talking about life. Talking about life realities. I enjoy it when people can come on and talk about what they're doing, plus how they view or how they see things that are taking place. Sam did an excellent job. And I will tell you, if you are looking for somebody to work with you, and for you in real estate, there is no better choice than you can make than Sam Rasul.
one of the top real estate agents in the country. We encourage you to get in touch with them by going to thinksam.com. Maybe you are not buying a house, but maybe somebody you know. Then we tell people, hey, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. People say, Dave, you should only do live reads for 30 seconds. That's why tomorrow is 1,000 shows and not one. Because we support the people that support us. You got real estate going on in the old Brainerdoo. Real estate Brainerdoo. Sam Rasul. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Let me announce for the first time this Saturday, not this Saturday as in this coming Saturday, but two Saturdays away, there's a men's big breakfast. As opposed to a small breakfast, this is a men's big breakfast. Now, for those that like breakfast, you're going to like this. This is taking place at Calvary San Diego, Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to tell you right now, you go to calvarysandiego.com, but wait. Listen who's going to be there. Mike Butcher, Calvary Chapel, Cleveland. That's a pretty big church, pretty powerful guy, great teacher. Mike Payne, Calvary Chapel, Budapest. And legend of San Diego Ministries, Mike McIntosh. Going to be speaking at the men's big breakfast, Horizon from Horizon Christian Fellowship. The whole theme is run for the prize. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. That's not 1 Corinthians. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Must check it out. Go to calvarysandiego.com. And when you go to that conference, if you can track down Devin Berryhill, shake his hand and say, dude, legendary music, legendary dude. He's a good guy. I'm just saying. Just say hi to Devin. Okay. All right, so we got that taken care of. I want to make sure we take care of our people. Let's get into our devotional diamond of the day. This is called Higher Ways. What do we got for music, my good friend, Tugboat Todd? There you go. Here we go. Higher Ways. What could you be talking about? Thank you. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 says this. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, and we know you're a teacher who's come from God, because nobody could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, let's use this version. Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb and be born. And this is where you think Jesus might have said, you know, don't call me surely. But here's what it says. Jesus answered, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Ooh. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Now, do you understand that? Flesh gives birth to flesh. People give birth to people. But the Spirit gives birth to spirit. Oh. Jesus said, you should not be surprised at saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where is it going. So it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit. Got a message for you. Between the wind and the Spirit, people that are born of the Spirit, here's the one great thing you can know. You don't know unless you're the Holy Spirit. Not if they're born of the Spirit, what the Lord is going to do in their lives. We don't know because the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. And when God is working in your life, he might be working differently than he's working in somebody else's life. Have you noticed that right now in your life, as God is working in your life and the Holy Spirit is convicting you and you're coming to Jesus Christ on your hands and knees, have you noticed that that's a little different than how you did things, oh, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago? Want to know why? Because the Lord is working on you. But you know that person next to you? The Lord is working on that person. Just maybe not at the same place, at the same time, or in the same way. Because his ways are higher. I mean, Isaiah 55:8, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You know what that means? That means so much of God is so far beyond that when the Lord is working in somebody else's life, doing a work that you and I do not understand, it's not our job to understand what God is doing in somebody else's life. Half the time, I'm not sure it's our job to know what he's doing in our lives because I'm not sure we would believe it anyway. I'm just not convinced. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. When the Lord is at work in his people and he is in work at work in his people continually, I think we can get an amen from that, not an oh me. When the Lord is at work in his people, he will do as he desires. We are not able to put God in a box and say, you know, Lord, I don't mind if you give me this trial, or if you give me this trial, but don't you give me this one. Don't you test me financially. I'm not ready for that. Don't you test me in relationships. I don't want to be tested. Guess what we don't get to do? That. We don't get to tell God, well, you know, this is what I signed up for. So I expect you to adhere to these walls here because I'm not going outside. The Lord's ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. His methods are higher. And how he operates in our lives is beyond our comprehension. What we should be doing is just acknowledging the Lord's ways are great and wonderful and be thankful. And if he's working in you differently than he's working in somebody else, so what? How do you possibly care about that? Do you remember when Jesus said to Peter, hey, yeah, when you go, dude, when you're crucified, it's going to be ugly. They're going to take you in a place you do not go want to go. They're going to take you in a method you do not want to go. Peter gets all upset. He turns, looks at John, and goes, well, what about him? What about him? And Jesus goes, what is that to you? You follow me. That's the line that I think is just one of the great lines. Jesus says to Peter, hey, what's that your business? What I do with him, and then that's the point where Jesus said, if I want him to remain alive until, you know, I show him glory, that's up to me. And then that was misinterpreted, saying that John would stay alive until Jesus returned. But the point that Jesus was making, the point that often gets lost, is what is that to you, what he does in somebody else? That's not your concern. You know what your concern is? He's working on you. And where he's working on you, you need to be appreciative, responsive, interaction, engaging, humble, loving. And when you see God working on somebody else, it's not your job to go, what about that guy? What about that girl? I want them to go through this too. Oh, that's very nice of you. Let's not do that. Let's have the right spirit. That Jesus-like spirit that we're supposed to have. His ways are higher. His methods are different. And he doesn't need our box to put him in. Right? We're going to take a deeper examination of that difference between man's system and God's system when we come back. Should be lots of fun, kinda. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Life Christian Church presents its annual Holy Spirit Conference featuring Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a prophet and apostle to thousands of pastors and ministers worldwide. A prolific author and nationally acclaimed television host, Dr. Barclay is an anointed teacher and timely voice of stability and righteousness in this day and hour. He has been sought after by some of the highest level executives, politicians, and national power players for his divine leadership and counsel. Come and hear this man of God. Dr. Mark T. Barclay has his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the church universally and what's happening and going to happen in these times of unrest. This special week-long event will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st through Friday, January 3rd, and 10:30 morning sessions at Life Christian Church, 1132 North Melrose Drive, Vista, California, north of the 78. For more information, visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300. Visit lifechristianchurch.com. Or call 760-439-3300 for more information on this powerful event.
Raising kids is tough. Here's what Billy Graham says about parenthood.
Loving your children through the teenage period. Now that's difficult, but do it. They're going to have their moments of rebellion. They're finding themselves. They're growing from teenagers to adults, and they have a real tough time. And during that period of time, parents should love and advise and counsel, but most of all, love. Is there love in your home?
But what about those times when you are tired or frustrated then it's important to remember the love that Jesus had for you when he died on a cross.
He came and took the death and the judgment and the hell that we deserve on the cross. And he says, I love you. I want to forgive you. I want to come into your life. I want to come into your heart. I want to come into your home. I'm asking you to let him tonight.
There's more to learn about Jesus at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There are tears, so I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again to forgive my sin.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. If you've got something going on in your roof, wait, let me say that again. If you're not sure that you have or have not something going on in your roof, there's this thing they call an inspection. It's a really, really good idea so that you're not walking through your house and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, you're reminded of the parting of the Red Sea as your roof splits apart, right? You don't want stuff like that to happen. You got to give Excalibur Roofing a call. Now, no job is too small. They're glad to come out. They're glad to do inspections. They'll do, you know, minor work, but they also do major work, complete re-roofing. They do remodeling. They do waterproofing. They do add-ons. They do change the colors. Why, they can even slap a neon sign there that says, land here. Might cost you extra, but they can do it. Here's the bottom line. Excalibur Roofing is who you want to talk to if it involves a roof. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's the website. And then you go to Facebook. Well, a lot of people go to Facebook. Not everybody goes to Facebook, but a lot of people go to Facebook. And you just type in Excalibur Roofing. Boom! There it is. You'd be like, oh, look at the roofs. Look at, there's Eric, there's Ingrid, there's the crew. Look, there's their church. Look, there's Eric playing drums at the church. Okay. You get the idea. I hope so. I can't help you if you don't. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Say hello to Eric and Ingrid. And don't forget my good friend Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries. I have zero problem telling you on an everyday basis. Want to know why? Because if you are like I am, you're like, take the gospel to the four corners of the earth as soon as we can all over the world. There's some people out there like, oh, the gospel's already traveled to all over the planet. I didn't hear the gospel until I was almost 17 years old, and I lived in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm in here in America. Don't tell me it's all over the world. The gospel needs to be taken to the four corners, and Whitefields helps provide that opportunity by supporting rural pastors all over the world who are planting churches in places they've never heard of Jesus. Now you're thinking, well, a church plant, you go out there with 900 people and you go and you get a big building. And let me explain to you how rural church planting goes. There's a pastor, there's a wife, there's a lean-to, and there's six or seven rocks, and there's nobody. And they go tell the gospel one-on-one to entire villages of people who've never heard of Jesus Christ. That, my friends, is classic church planting. So we support that, especially in areas that have no capacity to have any electricity, any running water. These are people that have heard of nothing, that nobody goes to because there's nothing to go to. These people are barely surviving.
And we're taking the gospel to the farthest places we can. Whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Keep Stephen Coral in prayer. I'd greatly appreciate it. But go to whitefields.org. Check out the videos. Check out the pictures. Check out the testimonies. They're fantastic. All right. So I just was in the very beginning talking about God's ways are higher than ours. I don't think there's a lot of argument there. I don't think a lot of people have a difficult time understanding that what the Lord wants to do in one person, he does not necessarily do in another. He's not asking people's permission on how he operates in people's lives. He's not going to ask your permission. He's not going to ask my permission. He doesn't really care if my theology makes him look shiny or dull. He's not going to change who he is because I possibly have a misunderstanding. That means nothing. But I do want you to understand that this difference between man and God, there's a difference between man versus God. And the winner is, and we ain't talking about TKO, and which it should be EKO, eternal knockout. Thank you. Here's what we got. Romans 11 says this. I'm just giving you a doxology in Scripture. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's Romans 11. That's called a doxology. I want to make this absolutely clear, though, so that we understand that there's a difference between how God operates and how we operate. Matthew 16:13. Here it goes. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." What a great answer, right? Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Wow. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." Wow. If you're Peter, aren't you feeling good? Yeah. What a line. What an opportunity. Word spoken well. I did a good job. I got it going. I get this kingdom stuff. Verse 21. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord. This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." From the trophy room to the other room, here's what happens. Peter gives the greatest statement ever. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." We can say it in about 20 different dialects. It's so cool. And Peter must have, you know, recognized when Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Pete. Great job." So much so that when Jesus then started to unfold the plan of God, Peter felt compelled to pull Jesus to the side and correct him. Because surely Jesus wouldn't die. That's not what somebody smart like I, Peter, would say. "No, Jesus, you're not going to die. We're going to do this differently." And then Jesus, instead of saying, "Great job, Peter," says, "Get behind me, Satan." So Peter went from "Great job" to "Get behind me, Satan." You want to know why he did that? Because he caught in faith the true confession that he was supposed to give and then took over in his self what the plan of God was. Folks, that's you and me. We make a confession for Jesus Christ. "Yes, Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
And as the Lord begins to reveal his plan, we tell him, let me correct you on how your plan should be. Because your plan, it doesn't meet with my approval. So we're going to change some things. Jesus' response to Peter, get behind me, Satan, because you don't even mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. See, what happens is you say yes to Jesus, just like I said yes to Jesus. And as we move along our walk, things are going pretty good. But we start to input our opinion as to what the plan of God should be. And we're no different than this moment right here in Scripture, where Peter, from one moment, was a legend because of his confession. The next moment was kind of feeling a little low because of his stupidity of trying to explain to God what God's plan should be. Question: have you ever told God what you think his plan should be? Because then that would make you exactly like Peter at this moment in Scripture. Oops, I think I'll put my hand over my mouth and just walk the walk. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
When it comes to what the Bible teaches, you can embrace what it says or rationalize it away. But you can't have it both ways. This is Jim Garlow. It's what we do, isn't it? We embrace what the Bible teaches or we rationalize it, ignore it, hoping it will go away. But what I'm advocating is standing up and fighting for what you believe. Admittedly, you have to pick your battles. Some things just aren't worth defending. But your faith, your family, your freedoms, they're worth defending. When what God has ordained and established is diminished, when you're being forced to compromise, stand up. Government-funded abortions, injustice, misinformation, distortion of the definition of marriage, lies, stand up. When we speak of truth and justice, it's not based on your definition or mine. It's a definition that has to be based on God and His Word. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Better tell you what's going on or you're going to miss it tomorrow as our 1,000th show. We're giving away four $50 gift certificates to a restaurant. $450. Now, it's got some restrictions. You can't use it on a to-go basis. You can't transfer. You can't split it up. You can't get money back. It's $50 at a restaurant for nothing. That's what it is. So you want to get ready for tomorrow. That's our 1,000th show. What should we do better on our 1,000th show than give food? I see nothing in my brain that would tell me anything different. Plus, we're going to do probably one extended teaching, and then I'm going to be sharing different parts of my testimony that maybe I haven't shared hitherto. Whatever that means. So we got a lot of that stuff happening tomorrow by the grace of God. I do want to remind you about our mobile app, as we are going to be giving away tons and tons of fun on the mobile app. Make sure you've got the free KPRZ mobile app. Super easy to use. Works really good. We're going to be doing contests, cash. We're going to be doing gift certificates, food. We're going to be doing entries to entertainment venues. It's going to be great.
Do you know what Elijah's was voted?
What was Elijah's voted?
The number one, the best pastrami sandwich in San Diego.
Wow.
Right on their website.
Hey, I just want to say this right now in case you don't know it. We're giving food away from Elijah's. Now, of course I'm giving food away from Elijah's. Just think about it. Elijah, the David Spoon Experience, deli. Well, what? Come on. You can't put those together. You haven't listened very long. That's all I got. Don't forget the mobile app. It's free. You go to what? The iPhone Appy Store or the Android Appy Store. they should have a better name for these. So it's the iPhone App Store. It's like, okay, all right, sure. Anyhow, don't forget that. That's an important element to keep in mind. Got a lot of things taking place, but that's going to be some fun. I don't know how I'm putting it all together yet, so I'm still praying about it, so you can just be with me in prayer. That'd be cool. All right, so we have been talking about the fact that God's ways are higher than our ways, and that his methods and his timing and the way he does things, the way that he works on people, the way he works on us, his ways are just different. Because our ways are so full of flesh and so full of us. And we have our best interests in mind, especially when we're walking in the flesh. We have our best interests in mind. So when God does it in our lives, it's truly for our eternal interests. And then we just, you know, this last segment, we just talked about the understanding that, you know, we can make a great confession. And I hope if you're listening to me right now, you have made a confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Because if you've not made that confession and something happens to you, it's going to be a little late to make that confession because you've heard the truth. You're not going to be one of those people that says, I was on an island, didn't hear nothing. You're hearing it. And the bottom line is, even though Peter made this fantastic confession, it was just outstanding, so much so we can say it in King James, New American Standard, New King James, NIV, Holman Christian Standard Bible, the English Standard Version. We could say it a whole bunch of different ways. But right after he made that great confession, just like you and me make a confession, then he was telling Jesus what the plan really should have been in regards to Jesus revealing that he was going to have to lay his life down. And there was Peter going, now let me set you straight. And that's where Jesus made that distinction. You have the things in mind that are men and earth, and I have the things in mind that are God and heaven. And so you get to see that that's a little bit of us from time to time. In this next segment, I want to take that just a little further, but I want to be nice about it. Something I'm continually working on. And this one's kind of titled Get With My Program, because I want you to be aware of what happened with Lazarus and Mary and Martha. And we've talked about it before, but I want you to see it face to face, because we're talking about God's ways are better. There should be an acknowledgement, not just to confess, but then to go along with God's plan, God's purpose, God's direction. Here we're going to see a real level of human manipulation. John chapter 11, verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. You know what that is? Can I tell you? That's guilt. If you don't know what guilt is, I'm showing you. Jesus gets there 4 days later. Martha goes to Jesus, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Not to be outdone by her sister. Verse 30. Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, and if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died." See, these are sisters saying the same thing. You know, Lord, if you would have just then... Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. That's what Sister 1 said. You know what Sister 2 said? Same thing. What are they telling him? Well, Lord, if you'd have been kind of with us in this, if you'd have been here earlier, if you didn't take 4 days to get here, he'd still be alive. You know, Lord, if you would have only done this, now apply it. Lord, if you would have only done... How often have you said that to the Lord? Lord, if this would have just happened this way, if this could have just come about from this direction, if we could have swung this whole thing over this way and you would have just done this, then this would have been the result. How often do you say that to God? If I would have just got this sale, then this would have happened. This promotion would have happened. I wouldn't have been able to buy the house. I would have been able to stay married. All of it would have changed, but that's not what happened. That's what people do all the time. They tell God, if you'd have done this, then this would have happened. As if they know. Right? You know what it is that people don't like? They don't like God's timing, and they don't like God's method. Those are the two things people hate. Don't lie. You know how we jokingly say to one another, God, Mr. 11th hour, boy at the 11th hour, there's the Lord. You know how we say that jokingly? It's not entirely a joke. Sometimes we think like the Lord is waiting to the last possible moment. And you're like, yeah, yeah, anytime. Yeah, yeah, anytime. Yeah, yeah, anytime you want to do this. And not only do we not like the timing, but oftentimes the way that God does something is so different than we would have done it, isn't it? I would have done that differently. Well, you know, you take the reign of God and let me know how that goes. See, that's the thing that's going on, though, is that what we're trying to tell the Lord is, well, we have a program. We want you to be with our program. Do it this way. This isn't just for individuals, by the way. This is for churches and businesses and families. This is for every sort of gathering that there is. Trying to define what the timing should be from your point of view and the methodology, what that should be from your point of view, and not recognizing that God doesn't use your timing. God doesn't use your method, and God accomplishes his tasks his way, and we better get on his bandwagon or we're going to be left on the side of the road. He doesn't need our permission to do something, and he doesn't need our suggestion as to how to get it done. Well, Lord, you know, I'm just going to help you out here because I want you to, you know, make sure you're doing a good job as God. You catching that flavor? Ouch. Right? Just so you can know, in this particular situation, both the sisters, you know, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. If you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Right? That's what they said. Here you go. Here was Jesus' response, okay? Your brother will rise again. When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." And first of all, he said Lazarus so that everybody wouldn't come out of that tomb. But the other part about that you really have to understand is that Jesus knew Lazarus was coming up. But Martha and Mary didn't know the timing and didn't know the method. And you know what? You're going to hate this. Don't hate me, right? You're not allowed to hate me. Scripture says so. But God doesn't care whether you like his timing or his method. He's not up there going, well, did you think they like that? Do you think that was a good one? Do you think that they all approve? Let's get the angels together and let's have a powwow and see. Do you think the people approved of how I did that? I want to check. I don't want to offend anybody. I want to make sure we do it. I think the Lord goes, do this, and it's done. And people can jump up and down all they want, and he doesn't care. Because he does it his way. No, it's not Frank Sinatra. So the bottom line is that when God is engaging, it's our job to go, yes, sir. Okay, sir. However you want to do it, sir. Whatever method you want to use, sir. Whatever timing you're desiring, sir. That might be a little bit more appropriate. Because here's the key to the whole thing. God actually knows what he's doing. It's you and I that don't know. Oh, I know. Everybody's got a good face. I love it. I talk to pastors all the time. You know what they're doing? They're hanging on to God because they know if anything's really going to happen, God's going to do it. They know. They're not in control. They're just trying to connect to him who is in control. So it's not us getting with God's program. It's not God getting with our program. It's us getting with his program and surrendering to his method and his timing. So then we're going to close this out in this next segment by just simply asking the same question that Jesus asked. We'll do this when we get back. Does the way he do, the way that he does things, does that bother you? Is it bothersome? Interesting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alive, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. Only $19 through February 2nd. $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I need to give a quick shout-out because I did not get a chance to say hi to one of my fave people. Francine was in the house, but I didn't get to talk to her. She was doing a commercial. And then when she was done with the commercial, I was in the middle of me, you know, getting all riled up. My face was turning red, and then my ears were steaming. Anyway, hi! She's one of my favorite people. And so I'm glad she was able to come in and, and do the commercial. The one thing we are really blessed with out of all the things, we have great relationships with just fantastic people. You know, we've had one or two that haven't been perfect. Go figure, right? But by and large, we've been superbly blessed, and we appreciate that. Hi, Francine. Sorry, I didn't get to talk to you. A couple of things to tell you. We got the Israel Now conference coming up. That's coming up February 17th and 18th, by the way, as well. We mentioned Dr. Tony Evans several times. Want to make sure you know he's on Monday through Fridays at 10:30. They're doing a special President Trump first 100-day tour, and that is actually going to be on AM 1170, The Answer, our sister station. Mark Larson and Larry Elder are going to be working that together. So I'll get you some more information as that comes forward. I think it's going to be in April. So that is my understanding on that. And then finally, I do want to give a shout-out to Scott Wilder, who did an excellent job the other week on American Leprosy Missions. And we encourage you to be a hero and save a couple of hundred kids. KPRZ.com gives you all the information on American Leprosy Missions. $90 helps 3 kids. And not only does it help them in the cure for leprosy, but they're able to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to an extremely receptive group. 220 kids. That's San Diego for you, right? Call 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. I think we'll have Scott back on Thursday. Get a chance to talk to him, get an update. Okay. So while I only have a little bit of time, and yes, at some point I probably should have 3 hours, but oh well. Here we are in this closing segment. We talked about God's ways being higher than our ways, understanding there's a difference between man's agenda and God's agenda. And even in your own personal life, there's a difference between your agenda and God's agenda. And we need to get on his page as opposed to us telling God, hey, get with my program, which is kind of what Mary and Martha did when they said, well, if you'd have been here, you wouldn't have died. If only you would have done this, God, then this would have happened. It's very nice that you think you can tell God how to be God, but it's very dangerous. And if you don't want to walk funny, I'd stop doing it pretty soon. So we're going to close that out with one of what I think Gene Edwards, a teacher on Christians who've been hurt, really had a fantastic teaching. This one of the best I've ever heard in all the materials I've reviewed, coming out of Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 13. I just want you to hear it and catch the one thing he said. This is verse 18 of Luke 7. John's disciples told him all about the things of Jesus. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? When they came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist sent us to ask you, are you the one who's to come, or should we expect somebody else? At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. That's the line. That's the ticket. Jesus is saying, blessed is anybody who does not fall away on account of me. Are we expecting God to fit into our expectation of what God should do? Are we expecting for God to be in our box? Because you can't keep God in a controllable box. And so John the Baptist, a definite strong believer, goes, well, like, are you the guy, or should we be looking for somebody else? So Jesus comes back and makes it clear. Let's see. The blind receive the sight. The lame are walking. The leprosy people are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The good news is proclaimed. And if you get it, you won't be offended in me, because I'm the presentation of God you're getting. And if you don't accept it, you're going to be offended by it. And if you're going to be offended by it, you're going to reject me. And if you reject me, you're going to spend eternity apart from God. And it's like, whoa. So that's the question we have to ask one another. To be honest, really, you should be asking yourself on a regular basis, is what God doing and how he does it? Am I stumbling because of this? Am I being offended because of this? Because if so, I need to change my position so I submit to his. See, Jesus came in such a way as they were looking for the Messiah to come and deliver them from the Roman oppression. Because they thought the Romans were the big problems at the time. You know what the big problem of the time was? Satan was crushing the people in the world. And Jesus came to stop that. And long after Rome is gone, guess what? Countries with the same spirit that Rome had have been bouncing on people's heads for ages. Guess what? Jesus set you free from that. That's how great the kingdom establishment was in Jesus Christ. Blessed are we if we're not offended in the presentation that God brings to us regarding who he is and what he wants to do. Consequently, the opposite. Because if you are offended, you're going to stumble because God's not fitting into your box. Well, guess what? He's not your jack to fit in a box. You're his son and his daughter to be responsive and respectful to your heavenly father. So if God offends you, there are three things to say. Sorry, too bad, get over it. That's nothing else. Sorry, too bad, get over it. Because there's nothing. You either go God's way or you don't go. Right? We don't need him to fit into our expectations. We need our expectations to grow and to understand him. Let's do it right, okay? Let's do it right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back. You're going to hear Marty, and then we'll return. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.